please.
Gian Gilmore.
Is that G-I-L-M-O-R-E?
Yes, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and pronounce your first name again.
Ian. It's a Welsh Ian.
Okay, so it's I-E-U-A-N.
In Wales, they call it Ian.
Okay. I've got a nephew in Wales called Johan.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's similar, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
So tell me about your history with the Queen's Own Rifles.
All right, I joined them in 1952, and I left the service in 55. We went over to Korea in 54 for a year. And I was first posted to what was called the 2nd Canadian Rifle Battalion, which then became the 2nd Battalion Queen's Own Rifles of Canada.
And why did you leave in 55? Where did you go after that?
Oh, I went up to a small place called Kamano, which is Alcan, up in the north coast of BC. There was a power station up there that supplied power
for
Kitimat.
My father worked for Alcan in Kitimat.
Okay, well, yeah, so we supplied the power from Kamano for Kitimat.
Okay. Yeah. And how long did you spend there?
I was up there for 5 years, from 55 to 60. From 60 to 67, I was in England. And then the rest of the time, I've been back in Canada. And I've been in power operations the whole time.
Okay. Now, have you stayed in touch with the association, the Queen's Own?
I didn't even know there was an association until about 10 years ago. And I found out quite by accident that there was an association, and I just regret that I didn't know about it sooner.
Have you attended other anniversary events recently?
Yeah, ever since I've been a member, which is about 10 years, I've come to every one of these Vancouver Island branch reunions.
Yeah. And have you seen people that you remember from back in the 50s?
Yeah, Ron Wary over there was served with me, and Chuck Ball, who was here, he served with me in Korea. And in Camp Iperwatch. So, it was nice to see them. I first met them again about 50 years after I last saw them. So that was kind of nice.
Did you recognize them?
No. They all say we haven't changed, you know. But we were all so skinny then when we turned sideways, nobody knew we were there. And it's changed a bit.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
I you didn't get your name.
My name's Caroline.
Caroline. And are you a photojournalist?
No, I'm just helping out with the Queen's Own Rifles. My job's actually in archives at Saanich. But I'm helping out collecting interviews.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, Caroline.
Thank you.
Yeah, look for the guys with all these ribbons here. They can tell you some dreadful stories, and I wouldn't believe one of them.